December 27. Work in Christ's lines. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. Our work is incomplete if we do not educate others to be laborers together with God, visiting and praying with families, showing to the world that what Jesus has done for us. God's word declares, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. These words are spoken to every follower of Christ. Not only the minister, but every soul connected with him is to be a worker in his vineyard. Herein is my Father glorified, said that ye bear much fruit. John 15:8. By his own life, Christ has paid for your earnest, hearty cooperation. If you do not work as faithful missionaries, you are untrue to your trust and you disappoint your Savior. In his word, God has shown us the only way in which this work should be done. We are to do earnest, faithful work, laboring for souls as they that must give an account. Repent, repent was the message rung out by John in the wilderness. Christ's message to the people was, unless ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And the apostles were commanded to preach everywhere that men should repent. The Lord would have his servants preach today the old gospel doctrine, sorrow for sin, repentance, and confession. We want old-fashioned sermons, old-fashioned customs, old-fashioned fathers and mothers in Israel who have the tenderness of Christ. The sinner must be labored for perseveringly, earnestly, wisely, until he shall see that he is a transgressor of God's law and shall exercise repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. When the sinner is conscious of his helpless condition and feels his need of a Savior, he may come with faith and hope to the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Christ will accept the soul who comes to him in true repentance. A broken and a contrite heart he will not despise. The battle cry is sounding along the line. Let every soldier of the cross push to the front, not in self-sufficiency, but in meekness and lowliness of heart. Signs of the Times, December 27, 1899.